In today's episode, you'll discover what to do when you get a text that makes your stomach drop and you have no idea how to respond. Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed, they need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. This is the show for the parent, ally, human who wants to show up with more courage, more compassion, and more clarity in a complicated world. Here, we tell the truth. We unlearn what fear has taught us, and we practice what it means to stay human, even when it's hard. This episode is for you if you've ever received a text or an email from a friend, a family member, someone that you care about, that didn't just feel off. It felt misaligned with who you are and what you believe. It could have been political or about religion or identity. It could have even been about your child. Whatever it was, you suddenly found yourself tense, perhaps even protective or defensive or fiery, and wondering, do I respond? Do I stay quiet? Do I protect the relationship, or do I protect myself? In today's episode, you'll learn how to respond when someone you care about sends you something that feels harmful or misaligned. You'll understand why these moments feel so activating and what's actually happening underneath. And you'll walk away with grounded, simple language you can use to set boundaries without losing yourself. And be sure to stay until the end for this week's butterfly effect, one sentence you can carry into your next hard conversation. So this exact scenario happened to me recently. A longtime friend, someone I've known for years, and someone I've actually become even closer to recently, sent me a text. And it was one of those texts that when you read it, your body reacts before your brain has time to catch up. It was charged, it was filled with absolutes, and it made assumptions about what I believe and what I stand for. And I could feel it immediately. The tightness in my chest, the heat expanding throughout my entire body, the activation of fight, flight, freeze, and fawn, and my internal voice saying, this doesn't sit right. Have you ever had a moment like this? It's not just disagreement, it's something way deeper because it touches on your values, your identity, your sense of safety or your child's safety. And suddenly this isn't just a text, it's a moment of truth. And it feels really big, unavoidable, like something you just aren't willing to let pass or sweep under the rug. And in that moment is the quiet realization, we are not seeing the world the same way right now. It's a hard thing to hold when it's someone you love, because part of you wants to explain yourself, part of you wants to correct it, and part of you just feels sad. For me, in that moment, I knew it wasn't about being right. It was about staying aligned with who I am, and that changed how I responded. Moments like this are so uncomfortable. We can feel trapped in a trained response. We go quiet to keep the peace, or we react and it escalates. We abandon ourselves, or we abandon the relationship. But what if there's another way? When something like this lands in your lap, your nervous system reads it as a threat. Not necessarily a physical threat, but a values threat. Maybe even a belonging or safety threat. It can happen especially if you're a parent of an LGBTQ plus child or someone who deeply cares about human dignity and inclusion. In these moments, your body is asking, am I safe here? Is my child safe here? Is this relationship still aligned with who I am? And when that happens, we go into one of three patterns: fix it, fight it, or freeze. But here's the truth of the matter. The one thing, if nothing else, that you take away from this episode: you are not responsible for correcting someone else's worldview, especially in an email or a text message. You are responsible for how you show up. When you're in one of these moments, I want you to think clearly. And because I like a tool or a strategy, as well as an easy way to remember it, I created an acronym for you. It is the word CLEAR. C is for center yourself. Pause. Breathe. Get grounded. Do not respond from that first wave of emotion. L is for lead with your values, not their argument, not their facts, your values. For example, I care deeply about humanity. I value nuance. I don't engage in dehumanizing language. Lean into your values. E is express impact, not accusation. This one is huge and employs a version of using I statements. For example, this doesn't sit well with me. This feels misaligned with how I move through the world. How does it affect you? Not blaming or shaming the sender of the text or email. A is for avoid the debate trap. Here is where you may have to be careful depending on your personality. You do not have to prove your point. You do not have to win. This is not a courtroom. With certain people, I have an internal mantra of do not engage. R is for redirect or release. Set the boundary. I'd rather not engage in conversations like this. I value our friendship and I want to keep it in a different space. Keep it simple, direct, and factual. So our butterfly effect one line to steal for today is not every conversation needs your voice. Some need your boundary. Not every conversation needs your voice. Some need your boundary. I want to say this next part out loud because it matters. This is hard. It's hard to realize that someone you care about sees the world in a way that feels misaligned with your values. It's hard to feel that tension between love and truth. It's hard not to jump in and try to fix it or defend yourself or explain everything you believe. But staying human, staying grounded, means we don't abandon ourselves to keep the peace. And we also don't abandon our humanity in the process. We choose something more honest, more steady, and more aligned. If this is something that you are navigating or have navigated, here are a few resources that have helped me. The book Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg, the book High Conflict by Amanda Ripley, and honestly, most of all, practicing boundaries in small everyday moments so they're there when you need them the most. You don't have to choose between being kind and being honest. Real kindness includes honesty. And sometimes the most loving thing you can do for yourself and for the relationship is to say, that doesn't work for me. Thank you for being here, for doing this work, for choosing to stay human in moments that would be so easy to shut down or lash out. Remember that new episodes of More Human, More Kind drop every Tuesday and Friday. And I'd love for you to join me on Substack for deeper conversations and actionable tools. Please, please share this episode if it gave you language for something you've been carrying. And as always, be a little more human and a little more kind.